Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the South Panthers climbing to number 8 in the first coaches poll out in the early part of the season, thumping New Albany as they did in New Albany last Friday. Heck, they hadn't won there since 1976. Gavin Adams, a couple of touchdowns. So the Panthers now go off to Martinsville, who's 1-0 Friday night. North, of course, hopes to get Cody Miklich back for its road game at BNL. How about Edgewood exploding for 38? Solid debut for Jacob Beef Murphy, huh? 3 touchdowns, no sacks, no picks. In the trouncing of Mitchell, it was, well, the beef up front. As Caleb True was telling me, that was plenty for Beef to get settled in the other night.
You've got to create a strong wall up front that allows Beef, who may be holding the ball a little longer than normal right now just because of his experience, but allow him that extra time that he needs to get comfortable back there. And I think something that Beef really grasps our offense, and he's able to call the plays real quick at the line. He's getting better at that.
Yeah, every week is a learning curve, and what a start for Beef Murphy under Caleb True. Mustangs and the 1-0 Monrovia Bulldogs Friday night, 6:30 Chalk Talk in our broadcast game out on the red carpet. Reds in Philadelphia, pregame tonight at 6:35. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Back-to-back scoreless draws for the Hoosier women of Irwin Van Bennekom, West Virginia, Virginia Tech to start the 2022 campaign. Now, after a 7-2-1 home record a year ago on the Eagley pitch, here comes Ball State Thursday night at 8 to open things up at Armstrong Stadium. And after two scoreless draws, it's time to, find the back of the net, as Coach Irwin was preaching to us.
We definitely have to score more goals. I schedule the 15th toughest schedule in the country. We got Notre Dame. We got Memphis. We got, obviously, our Big Ten schedule. Some of the best teams in the country coming to our field. So we're going to have to score more goals and stay defensively as organized and as good as we have been in the past.
In his fourth year, Hoosier women's soccer coach Irwin Van Bennekom, 50th year of men's soccer coach Todd's crew down in Clemson, South Carolina, Friday night against the defending national champs, top-ranked, the Hoosiers 8th-rated, 7 o'clock ESPNU. Our thought for this Tuesday, surround yourself with people who see your value and remind you of it. Reds on the radio tonight, pregame at 6:35 from Philadelphia. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.